Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moililihongguanji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Hirai family in memory of Kameji and Kume Oyamada. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Tomo Hojo of West Kauai Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Hojo.
Good morning, everyone. Today, I'd like to talk about work, because this is Labor Day weekend. Do you like to work? I know that some of you may say, I already retired. Work is a part of our life. To be a minister is not only a job, it is a part of my life. I think minister is an interesting job because senior can share more deeper Dharma talk based on his or her life experience. At same time, young minister can deliver different point of view. Even they quoted same sentence. The way of explaining will be different. Thus, we need ministers who is different ages and support each other. Then we can accomplish works. When I think about that, one Japanese word comes to my mind, which is hataraku. Do you know what hataraku means? It means work. But I hear interesting things from a minister. Hataraku has another meaning, which is the same pronunciation but different kanji. It means make other people easy. First character, hata, means people who are around us. Raku means make easy. When we work, we usually think about ourselves and consider how to make work easier for me and how to make more money. But true work meaning is not only thinking about self. True work means to make it easy for others. For example, we just finished bone dance season. 8 people are carrying a yagura, but if one person is lazy and just holding it, the other 7 people have to work harder. True work is to support and help each other. Work for other people and make it easy for others. As a result, you can accomplish your job easily too. When I was participating in the abundance, I felt that all volunteers did true hataraku. As a result, we had wonderful abundance. When I saw the volunteers' unselfish work, the Jodo Shinshu Creed's word came to my mind. It said, Jodo Shinshu Creed. I put my trust in the vow of Amida Buddha, reciting Namo Amida Butsu. Let us live life to the utmost with strength and joy. I look to the light of Amida Buddha, constantly reflecting upon myself. Let us strive to live a life of gratitude. I shall follow the teaching of Amida Buddha. Awakening to the right path, let us share the true Dharma with others. I rejoice in the compassion of Amida Buddha, mutually respecting and aiding each other. Let us endeavor to work for good of all. What do you think? The last line said, I rejoice in the compassion of Amida Buddha, mutually respecting and aiding each other. Let us endeavor to work for good of all. People who volunteer at abundance are working not only for themselves. They are working for other people and the community. When you think about this, Omi Shonin's philosophy comes to my mind. Do you know Omi? Omi is Shiga Prefecture's former name. There are a lot of Honganji members in Shiga Prefecture. Shonin means person who is good at doing business. Omi had many successful businesses in Japan. Their business philosophy is the three good, which are good for me, good for customer, and good for community. The first thing is good for me. They have to make a profit to keep their business, but they also said profit is a side effect of our own hard work. Their focus is not only on making money. The second thing is good for customer. It means they have to make good quality products. They have to live up to the customer's expectations. It is hard, but they do their best, and as a result, they get the trust from their customers. The third thing is good for all people in the community. On top of good for me and good for customer, their business has to have the benefit for the community and not be for self-satisfaction. What do you think about this? I know that some of you are interested in business or used to run a company. Do you think this is a good philosophy? Their philosophy is related with Nembutsu teachings, especially the good for all people in the community. It is related to Amida Buddha's vow, which is to save all people. If he cannot, he may not attain perfect enlightenment. Amida Buddha's vow is not self-satisfaction. He wishes for all people to attain perfect enlightenment in the pure land. Amida Buddha's light is on all people and all forms of life, and always working for us. The only action we need to take is to accept Amida Buddha's primal vow as true and say the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, in appreciation. Please put your hands together in gassho. Let us recite お念仏 together. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Hojo, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihongwanji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, September 4th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Remembrance Service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moilili Hongwanji Mission. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Hirai family, and our speaker, Reverend Hojo of West Kauai Hongwanji Mission. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mrs. Barbara Brennan of Minister's Lay Assistant of Hongpa Hongwanji Betsuing. Namo Amida Butsu.